This is Victoria with the Ask Spirit Now show, and I am so happy to be here with you this evening. And I wanted to just remind you that I hope that you have had a wonderful week, and I want to remind you that Jupiter is out big and bold in our skies. And folks, I thought it was a UFO. I was calling all my friends who are UFO experts thinking that it was a UFO, and I'm telling you, it was amazing. But I found out it was Jupiter. But you know what? It's okay. I'm happy to have Jupiter. I think my planets are all controlled by Jupiter or something like that, so I'm excited about that. I want to let you know that I have a guest this evening, and we are going to be taking live calls. So we want you to call in, and you can get a real short reading and talk to us. And we're going to be talking about past life regressions this evening. So Rose Gauthier has her own energy work center in Fort Myers, Florida. She, like myself, completed her doctorate of metaphysics at the renowned Delphi University. And in doing so, she is actually a certified past life regressionist and is an Akashic Angel certification therapist. So Rose is not only a great friend, but she is also a fellow psychic medium light worker. Welcome, Rose.
Thank
how
you
are you
for that beautiful introduction, Vicki. I'm fine. And how are you?
Oh, I'm just wonderful. I tell you, I don't know what's going on. Maybe there is global warming, Rose, because it is like 90 degrees up here in Georgia, and I don't get it. We were up to about 70 degrees, and then all of a sudden it decided it was going to get hot on us. So I don't know what's going on, but whatever. You know,
sounds like Florida,
Rose,
to me.
Well, I'm telling you. One of the things that I wanted to talk to everyone about this evening is Akashic records and past life regressions, because I'm sure in all the people that you work with, Rose, you get a lot of people wonder what the Akashic records are. So tell me what your definition of Akashic records are and how they relate to the past life regressions.
Well, the Akashic records can also be referred to as the Book of Life. And the Akashic Records is just a vast system of energy that imparts the wisdom of all the ages. So it does integrate very well with a past life regression, because you can tap into the Akashic Records for an individual. And your Akashic Records have everything in it. Everything you've done, thought, felt, in this lifetime as well as your other lifetimes.
Well, you know, it's very interesting, because I know that there are a lot of people who have a lot of different beliefs out there, but the basis of at least what Rose and I were taught, and I don't know, Rose, you may have other thoughts about it as well, but our past lives are not just one or two. It's not like we were, you know, one life that we were a male and another life we were female, and now we come into this incarnation. We have had, I don't want to go say in millions. I'm not going to go that far. But I know that we have had huge amounts of lives. And you know what's so interesting to me is, when you see, you know, a good example is when you take this little girl, she came in, she actually won, I guess you would say, but she came in second place in the America's Got Talent. You know, give me your viewpoint on how that relates to the past lives. And I also want to kind of look at it from an Akashic Records. It's interesting. I want to kind of look at this for a moment with kids, not just her, but kids. So go ahead.
When I saw her, number one, I had goosebumps for hearing this little 10-year-old child sing operatic music. But as soon as I saw her, I knew without a shadow of a doubt that her talent came from a past life. I just find it very difficult to believe that a 10-year-old can sing like that without it coming from a previous incarnation. She brought that beautiful voice, that gift for singing, with her when she incarnated into this lifetime.
Yes, yes, no doubt. Now, I wanted to continue on this conversation because I have so many questions I want to ask you, Rose. But we have a caller from, I'm not sure where she's from, but her name is Jane. And welcome, Jane. Wisconsin, that's what the WI stands for. You can tell my geography is a little lacking. I was like, where is WI? Yeah.
Madison, Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin.
Awesome. Well, how are you this evening, Jane?
I'm pretty good.
Well, good.
I'm pretty good.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do for you this evening. Rose is going to, I'm going to do a real quick birthday on you. And Rose, if you want to ask Rose and I a question, we're both going to give you a reading. So you're going to get actually two people giving you a reading tonight, if that's okay with you.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
So I'm going to be sitting here working on your birthday for a moment, and I might, you know, make some comments. What is your question this evening, or what's your concern?
Well, I guess my biggest concern, I have a house that I need to sell 2 hours north from me. Mm-hmm. And because of the economy, I've had to rent it out to several different people. And I'm just wondering if I should continue renting it out or put it on the market.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be looking.
First thing I get for you, Jane, is that you need to continue leasing it for a period of time. I'm feeling that the market isn't right for you right now, and I don't feel that it will come around until after the first of the year. It feels more like spring is what I'm hearing for you.
Okay.
Do you have problems getting renters, or are you pretty much okay?
Well, I have renters till March 1st.
Ah, and I heard spring. So I think you're okay. Let your renters stay in. Do the repairs. I sense there might be some minor repairs that you have there. And one is painting that I've also been told. I can hear that right now. Do those things before you put it on the market. And even though they're living there, you can still get some of that done. And I would say by spring, you should be ready to have the house up for sale.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, I have been doing repairs, and I plan on doing some more.
Good for you. Is painting one of them?
Yes. I've been painting. I've been put in a new door. I fixed another
door.
I put in
those
linoleum.
Those will all assist you. And what is it? Is yellow one of your colors?
Yes, yellow was a light yellow.
Okay, because I see yellow paint. It's very, very good.
Yeah, very mellow. Nice
yes.
color.
It's an excellent color for you. I did see the yellow, and when you do put it up for sale, I'm also being told to have a yellow wreath on your front door.
Oh, my goodness, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So some yellow flowers or something.
I'm just wondering when it comes to selecting a realtor, in which direction would you happen to know?
Well, you want to go ahead and with that, Rose, or do you want me to?
You could go ahead and answer. And
yeah. Let me tell you what I would do with the realtor. This is, and I'm going to tell you, this is not necessarily psychic information. This is some information I received from someone I know that is a realtor. Ask them a lot of questions, Jane, about how many homes they've sold recently in the last year. Find out their record. Find out if they're part-time or full-time. And find out, based on your house, what they see as the assets of that house without you giving what they think you want to hear. In other words, let them come to your home and just say, what do you see the assets of this house are. I would get three different people, Jane. I wouldn't take one person. This is a chance for you. This is your home, and you are paying someone probably 6 to 8%, depending on Wisconsin. And they are working for you. Find out what their marketing strategy is going to be. Are they going to do just newspaper, just internet? Get data. Do not just rush in because you like somebody. Really get the data about that, because then I'm going to share something, because I totally was hearing similar things to what Rose was saying, because I kept feeling, and it's a little branch off on that too, I still feel that something is going to shift in the new year. It may not be January 1st, but I feel as the year progresses in 2011, I feel that it is going to be a much better year for real estate. Now, I also want to share something that I got on you. You are right now, Jane, in a year of, as we speak, until your next birthday, which is in August, you are actually going through a huge letting go. And you're releasing, it's almost like a rebirth for you. And in doing this with this house, it's so phenomenal because Rose, I feel, is spot on, it being in the spring. And I feel that, and the spring brings in newness as well. I have also heard, besides the yellow, which is very important, is to put some red flowers around the outside. Now, some people, I've always heard yellow, but some people just swear that it's red too. So, and also the other message I got for you very, very strongly is to, really ask your angels, say, look, I really, really, really want to sell my home, and get them to aid in, there's only one person that needs to buy your home, Jane. And, ask Spirit to bring you that person now and prepare them. Say, prepare them. I'm putting my house on the market in the spring. Hey, what about the people that are living in it now? Have you ever thought about them buying it? Ever voiced an interest?
They were supposed to. And then, they may still, but he was having some medical problems, so the money may not be there.
Yeah, he's out of work right now, isn't he?
What was that?
Is he out of work right now?
Yeah, he's out of work right now.
Yeah, I felt there was a problem with his job.
But now he found something in the interim before his job opens up again, the other one. So I still hope that he may be able to buy it.
I sense something about that. It may not be anything you know now. And if you were to ask them right now, are they going to buy your house? They'd probably say no. But I have a feeling that you may end up having the buyer right there. Because if they love your home as much as you, and if you make it convenient for them, I feel very strongly about that. I really do. So
I have a feeling that they still may turn around and buy it.
I do too.
And I'm glad that you're confirming that, somewhat confirming it.
Yeah, I feel like right now they don't know that. Or at least they're not sharing it with you because they're feeling a little bit like Rose said, they feel a little unstable. But I feel that you may not be having to work. I picked a couple of cards for you, and they were very good. They were very positive, and you're going through this cleansing out of, and that's why I agree. It's a great time to sell your house next spring because you will be cleansing out and redoing and balancing your life. You're balancing your life in such a wonderful, wonderful way. So that's what I had to say. Rose, did you want to comment on it?
Yeah, one last thing, Jane. I also drew a card for you, and I pulled the alchemy card for you. And what that means is that you have the Midas touch right now, and every project you begin turns to gold. So stay focused on the fact that you want to sell that house. Thank the universe for its assistance with you. And as I said before, just maintain your renters. And I agree with Vicky that there is a very strong possibility. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Victoria. I know where it is, Vicky. Sorry. But there's a very strong possibility they'll be able to purchase it. And like she said, they're not able to at this point because of the financial difficulties, but things
right.
will improve for them as well. Now, in the
Correct.
Event that you do have to get a realtor, I did pick up on a female for you. She's a middle-aged. I saw her with short, dark hair, kind of a wedge-type haircut. She's a little bit short in stature as well, but she's very much a go-getter. But again, at this
Good.
Point, I wouldn't give up on your renters. Now, as far mm-hmm. as your renters, Vicki made an excellent point. You need to make it easy for them to do this transaction with you. Have you considered owner financing? Are you in a position that you could do that for them?
I'm not sure. I'll have to look into it.
It may be something you want to check out.
Mm-hmm. Actually, he was planning on buying the house for me as of July this past year, but then he was expecting his job to open up again, and
uh-huh.
that didn't open up, so we had to,
right.
you know, I just had to ignore the contract that I had with him. You know,
right.
Doing him
no,
a favor.
I felt that he was out of work and they're having some financial difficulties now, but they will spring
right.
back from him.
Oh, good. Yeah, I hope I can sell it to them because they do love the house.
Yeah, I feel really good about it. And it, think of think outside the box, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
When you're working out arrangements with them, think outside the box. And I'll give you a good example. You know, this is just an idea. But let's just say they've been there for a year, and you can say, look, you know, part of your down payment will be for the last 6 months of your rent. Make it convenient, because let me tell you, it is going to be easier to sell it to someone already in it than to have to put the house on the market and
mm-hmm.
then you have to take over
mm-hmm.
the mortgage again. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes just little things like that can make such a difference in somebody's willingness to buy the home because it is made so convenient for them. And they don't have
mm-hmm.
to move either. Remember, they don't have to move if they buy your house. So they,
mm-hmm.
that's a, you know, remember that that's a big advantage to them because they probably don't want to have to move when you sell that house. And
mm-hmm.
so,
I don't think they want to move.
and the other thing too is that I personally, this is just a personal note now, but I would never have a house on the market that people were living in if at all possible. And I'll tell you why is if they don't want to move, then, I don't know. I just feel that it would not be the easiest thing to have people there that don't really want your house to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that they're evil people. I'm not saying that, but it's just they don't want to move. You know, people don't
mm-hmm.
want to move. They get settled. So I hope we've been of help to you.
You have. Thank you so much.
Well,
you're very welcome.
Hey, and listen, we want to invite you, along with everybody else listening, if you happen to be in the Asheville area, Rose and I are doing a retreat October 8th through the 10th in Asheville on manifesting your dreams. So if you happen to be down there, go to AskSpiritNow.com and register.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks so much, Jane, for calling in.
Have a good night, Jane.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's very interesting, Rose, that when we look at selling homes, because it is such a time now, and you do need to know if it's the right time for you. You can look at it from an astrological aspect, or get someone like Rose or I to do your reading, because there are times that are better for a house selling. And also remember to look at the date of that you bought your home, because the home itself has its own birthday. And a lot of times you can look but I personally don't know how to do this, but an astrologer would know how to find out the best times, and you never want to sell a house in retrograde. I learned that the hard way. So, but anyway, Rose, I want to ask you something, because when we look at our past lives, okay,
uh-huh.
wouldn't you, let's just dissect this Akashic Records for a minute, because a lot of people have different viewpoints, and of course we got our certification in it as well. But when you clear up a past life, you don't change the past life because you've already lived it.
Correct.
But you can change how you perceive your life now. And
yes,
let's talk about that. What are your thoughts? Because let's just say you clear up a past life and you no longer have it affect you in an adverse way. Let's look at how I can affect your Akashic records from this day forward and how you can predict a different life. Does that make sense? That question?
Yeah,
sure
it does. Basically, there's any number of experiences from our past lives that can affect us in this current life. And basically, most of us are unconsciously influenced by those memories of our past life. So by doing a past life regression and becoming much more aware of a particular life, let's say you have a particular problem that is interfering with your present life, and it seems to have no starting point in this lifetime or any basis, you can, with a certified past life regressionist, go to that particular lifetime, the source of the problem, and have that healed. So once it's healed, you're 100% correct. It's not going to affect you any longer in this present life, and it won't affect you in any future lives. You won't have to go through that problem again.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because I know when, you know, as a Rohan therapist, and I know you do Yandi, which is working with the thoughts and feelings that we have as children and in our past lives. And what's so fascinating to me is that if you handle a situation, like you have, let's just say somebody calls up and they say, I want to know what's going to happen with my life. Tell me what's going to happen with my job. Well, if their thought pattern throughout their life, this life and in earlier lives, was that they can never keep a job, and they don't acknowledge that that thought is there, they just keep changing jobs, it might take a past life regression or looking into their Akashic records. To me now, Joe Rose, they're pretty much the same. Because when you're looking into the Akashic records, you're going to find something in there that goes back to a pattern of, this person
behavior.
Can't keep a job. Thank you. Yeah. So when you're working on this past life regression and you spot that thought, whether you do it through Yandi, well, Yandi's not past life, but in Rohan, therapy it is. And when you do past lives or Akashic records, readings, then you find that life. Well, oh my goodness, I couldn't keep a job there either. When did this really begin? And that's why I want to share with everyone why it is so important to get past life regressions. And Rose and I both do them. I mean, we don't do them on a radio show because it takes a while to do them. I do them in an hour, and I don't know how long it you do them, Rose, but you have to get the thoughts and the feelings out of those past lives. What are your experiences with that?
I found the past life regression, quite honestly, to be a very powerful healing tool. I never really realized how powerful they were until I started doing them myself. For example, there's a woman that I worked on who has a horrendous fear of falling, and she's never fallen in this life. Any height over the top of the ladder, and she's absolutely terrified and frozen. So we did a past life regression, and we asked the universe to bring her to the source of that past life. And quite honestly, it was the most fascinating past life that I'd ever done. She was in the Ural Mountains in the Stone Age times, and it was phenomenal. So you get quite a history of our universe doing these past lives as well. But lo and behold, there was a point during the regression where she was a hunter in that past life, and she became extremely frightened on the table and was even crying because she didn't want to go any further. And we worked together to get her through it, and what happened was that she had fallen through some snow in that lifetime and fell into a cavern and laid there for 3 days, totally mangled, before her tribe was able to find her. So her fear of falling was very understandable when, you know, where it came from.
Well, sure.
So we did, Sure. We did some healing, which is one of the nice things that you and I do with our past life regressions. It's not just a look and see what you were. There's tremendous healing that we do with the regression, and it allows one to just become more conscious and more aware. And so now I am happy to say that she's not afraid of heights anymore.
Isn't that wonderful? I mean, that is so incredible, because what's so fascinating, too, is that I have had about 100 past life regressions, Rose, and not one up until I got my training ever looked at the thoughts or the feelings. It was just like, oh, yeah, I was a, you know, Barbie doll in another life, or I was a, you know, an Indian or something. But I never really got the understanding of what that life was about. Now, I want to take our next caller. Rose is from California,
and
her name is Lisa. How are you, Lisa? Lisa? Is Lisa there? Let's see what's happening. Oh, she hung up. I don't know what might happen, but if she calls back again, we'll talk to her. So anyway, what's so fascinating, too, is when you have a situation where somebody comes in as a excellent opera singer or excellent pianist, these kids that are even on America's Got Talent, there was a wonderful pianist, I don't remember his name, but it's so fascinating to me, because these children come in with these gifts. And I think it's, what are your thoughts on this, Rose, that you take somebody that, now you know they've had lives just like all the rest of them have, but for some reason they brought all their gifts in, where someone like myself used to be a concert pianist, and I didn't bring my gift back in. I had to, like, I have to relearn everything, and I just always wondered about that myself. What are your thoughts on that?
What I really think, Victoria, on that is that when you were in the spirit realm prior to coming to this life and reincarnating, I think you made a choice at that time to bring the gift. You were going to use it in this lifetime for a particular reason, and I think that's why sometimes we bring the gifts in and sometimes we don't.
Well, now that brings up the subject of soul contracts, because if we decide, like possibly, you never know, but let's say you had an agreement not to play the piano this life because you didn't really want to be famous this life, and you knew that if you played the piano well, you would be famous, and that wasn't your purpose to be that way. So you're saying then that we make these soul contracts between lives, and we decide whether or not to bring them in. Because you know millions of people have wonderful talents, but we don't always bring them in. Otherwise, we'd all be child prodigies. I mean, really, we would, you know, in some shape or form, because I would imagine throughout the lifetimes that we've had, you know, we would be in some shape or form all geniuses, and I guess we are to some extent, but you know what I'm saying by that. So
right.
what are your thoughts on soul contracts, and how detailed do you think a person, I mean, there are millions of people on this earth, Rose, and I have heard through many people that I've talked to that you and I were meant to meet at a certain time. I was meant to have my daughter at a certain time. You were meant to have your son at a certain time. Isn't that fascinating to you, that we just happened to be at the right place at the right time?
All with divine intervention.
Yes. But, you know, what somebody may be saying out there is that, whoa, you know, then I was supposed to have a wreck at 5 o'clock on, you know, that time period. And I always have a problem saying, yeah, I guess you were for some reason. But, I mean, basically, if you're looking at soul contracts, you have to look at the good and the bad of them. I mean, the good
exactly.
And the, yeah, yeah.
And actually, there isn't any bad. I mean, it's our perception of it.
That's
but
true.
Out of darkness always comes light. So there's.
Yes.
I've always felt that even with the most negative situations in my life, there's always been a gift there. And at the time that I'm going through it, quite honestly, I don't see the gift, and not many of us do. But there have been many, many, many times when I've looked back on a very, what I felt was a negative or bad situation, and it was a blessing because it moved me into the right direction, or it forced me to make a decision, or it brought me to the people that were supposed to be in my life at that time.
That's right. And by the way, Lisa is back. Are you there, Lisa?
I am. Thank you.
Well,
I don't know if you've been listening to the show, but you're going to get two readings tonight. So,
great.
So, tell us, this is Rose and Victoria. Tell us what your question is, and we'll kind of go from there.
My question is actually, I guess, a little bit about what you were just talking about destinies. And basically, I've been reconnecting with a friend of mine, and I feel like there's this, I don't know, I want to say a karmic sort of bond that we have, and I guess I really want to know is, where is this relationship heading? Is it going to become romantic, or is it just going to stay platonic?
Rose, go ahead. I'm doing her birthday.
Lisa,
right now.
While I was while you were talking, I was tuning into your energies. By any chance, is this man slightly younger than you are?
Yes, he is.
Okay, because I felt that there was an age difference, and there is a karmic issue there. What I'm sensing in a past life is that you may have been a parent of this man. But while I was talking to you, I did draw a card, or actually the card fell out of the deck, and so I didn't have to draw a card for you at all. So when it falls, it totally means it's for you. And the card I pulled for you is wait. Don't rush into action right now, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
Bide your time for better results. So what I'm sensing for you is, please take it slow. Take it one step at a time. Enjoy the friendship and discover what that connection is between the two of you.
Yeah.
Now, it's very interesting because as Rose was doing that, I was doing your Tarot birthday, and it's fascinating because I got the same thing for both of the year and the other aspect of it, and it talks about being a mother.
Oh, and I felt she was the mother of this man.
And it's very interesting because it is like you being the protective person, the law of this is just sort of, now this isn't just necessarily with the man, but this is the time of life that you're in right now. And I want to get into something because we've been talking about reincarnation and past lives, because it's like you're in this energy right now anyway, Lisa. If you look at, are you familiar with the law of attraction and how all that works?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Because right now you're in this mother mode. It's like the you're just into this unconditional love of all of life's creations, and your arms are outstretched. So if you are in that, and you would be naturally attracting a person who would be needing that, and that's why it ties in so much with what Rose was saying. Because it's very, very, you're very sensual, magnetic, you're very beautiful, and a lot of men want that mothering because they did not get it from their own mother. And it's also a time for you to really spend some time alone right now and feel what's really going on with this relationship, and I think that will handle what Rose was saying too about not rushing in, kind of meditating on what you want. What is it that you want? And really look at that, because it seems like there's some things that you're wanting, and the reason why I say that is because you called about this relationship, but lets me know that you're not quite sure about it. You know what I'm saying, Rose? But you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I get this sense that what do you want to do next? Write it down. What do you want? Who do you want? Tell yourself in honesty what you want in a relationship and what you don't want. But if you're in a mothering time right now anyway, give me a number. You can give two numbers because Rose can do one and I can do. Give just a number between 1 and 999.
8 comes to me and 0.
8, I'll take the 8, and very interesting. Now, what I'm picking picking up from this is that it feels that you are very on purpose with your goals in life as far as your personal career and all that. Are you doing very, do you feel like you're doing well with that at this point in time?
That's a great question. I'm actually right now very focused, even though I'm out of work, but energetically I'm very, very focused and confident. And so I feel like that part of my life is about to take off.
Because this states that you are very into your life's purpose. And when you're into your life's purpose, abundance and prosperity, it just keep flowing. And it doesn't mean that it may be flowing right now, but I want to remind you that sometimes spirit is working on our behalf. And if we stay positive, we get it. And if we don't, we fall back into that, oh my gosh, is this really happening? Spirit's like, oh, I was just about to give it to you. And that's what I feel about you. Okay, so what are you picking up, Rose?
Lisa, for the zero, do you meditate?
Often, yeah, every day.
Okay, because I feel that you do. And the reason I'm asking you is because when you select a number such as zero, it means that God is talking to you. So I want you to listen. And sometimes we have trouble listening, but God is trying to get your attention. The universe is trying to reassure you with divine guidance. So when you meditate and you ask a question, just listen. And it's quite often that little voice inside yourself that sounds like you. And that's your higher self. A lot of people are mistaken and think God talks like this. Lisa, it's me. It's God. And unfortunately, it's your own little voice inside. So do you do any automatic writing as well?
Haven't done that in a while, but I've done it before, yeah.
I think, why don't you try that with some of these important questions when you're meditating? Write the question down before you meditate. And then just go into your meditation, and then when you're ready, ask the question and start writing and see what happens.
Definitely.
I think that'll help you tremendously. But I do truly feel that you're very, very connected, and the universe is speaking to you, and you are definitely getting answers.
And I'll tell you what I did for you, Lisa, is I put the 8 and the 0 together, and I also got that God is supporting you in all your areas and your financial life. And I feel that if you keep this relationship that you called about as a friendship, I feel you will be able to help him. Doesn't mean that it can't go into a relationship, but you know, with no expectations, I feel that you will find that you will be happier in the relationship and that it will be a better friendship overall, and everybody will win from it because you're in his life for a reason and he's in your life for a reason.
Yeah,
so it's a good thing. It's just that, you know, it may not be the, you know,
love of your life, but he will be a very good friend.
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth because I sometimes don't like to tell people something's going to not happen or it will happen because it's a journey, Lisa, that we have to take. And, you know, I get calls all the time, as does Rose, and it's just one of those journeys that I'm feeling but you are so protected on your finances. I mean, I just get this so strongly that God's taking, let go and let God help you, because I feel it's interesting because I see a gift in front of you and you're about to open it. You haven't opened it yet, so lets me know you haven't received it yet. But you're about to open it, and it just feels like gold. It feels like gold coins, which means a lot more than just gold coins. It means happiness. It means prosperity. It means a lot of, it just means good things coming your way. And I feel that real strongly. So.
Well, I'm going to let you know when that happens.
I wish you would. I sure wish you would.
Love feedback.
Rose and I would love to hear your feedback. Everyone that is called this evening, we'd love to have your feedback because it makes us feel good to know, you know, because we're, we're right there with all of y'all. I mean, we've got our own hardships. We've got our own things we work through. It's just that we've been, you know, gifted in this way to help people in, you know, this way. But we want to thank you so much, Lisa, for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And,
have a wonderful evening, Lisa.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you so much. Yeah. You know, it's fascinating, Rose, because that brought up the conversation about the law of attraction. Because, you know, if let's just use ourselves, for instance, if I am needing a someone in my life to be my father, then obviously I'm going to attract some man who's got issues with going on with father, who wants to be a father, or I mean, you know, something to do with that. And it'll, and then if you've got an issue like that, you know, we tend to attract people like that. And it's not necessarily bad, but it may not be what we want, the truth of what we really, really want, because we're still in a more I always call it codependent. I know they have new names for it, but I like that word. I don't like to be codependent, but, you know, tell me some of your thoughts on that whole issue of how people attract each other from all of that law of attraction type of issue, because that's all that's out there is law of attraction.
Right. I agree 100% with you. If there is a, the way I like to reckon it too is, let's say you're female and you attract males to you that are verbally abusive or mentally abusive, one relationship after another. There is something within you that feels that this type of behavior is okay and that subconsciously you want to be treated that way. And it could go back to a past life. It could go back to something within this life. And what I counsel many of my clients to do is that's the radio station you're tuned into, is that it's okay for someone to verbally speak to me that way. And how do you change it? Change the way you feel and think about it. Tune in to a new radio station, and you will truly attract what you truly desire to you.
Yes, and that brings me up to a subject. When we do our October 8th through the 10th seminar retreat in Asheville, that's exactly what we're going to be working on, helping each of you that happen to come to it, how to really learn how to manifest and get out of that thought and get out of that feeling so that you can stop doing or having the same types of these behaviors that create the same kind of experiences. And that's what's so powerful about the journey within the Inner Sanctuary, is because you learn how to manifest and change the behaviors and change the laws that you have been working with so that you can bring in what you really, really want. And so, you know, I'm excited about it. We're actually going to be playing music. And what are some of the other things we're going to do, Rose? Aren't we doing drumming? We're going to do
Have drumming and a campfire at night. We're going to be at the Compassionate Sanctuary and Healing Center in just outside of Asheville, and it's 40 acres of private mountainous land. So there's going to be time for the attendees to go hiking, and it's just a very beautiful area. So it's quite the perfect weekend to reconnect to yourself and to the universe.
Well, I'm excited about it myself because, you know, even though when you're in your own space, it can be relaxing. I know you have a lovely place, you know, Rose, in Florida, and I have a beautiful place as well here. And we both have lovely places to live, but it's always nice to go different places and see and meet different people. So it's very, very exciting. And I'm just really, really looking forward to it. So make sure you go to AskSpiritNow.com and register. You can do it all online, or you can, you know, write a check if you want and send all that. We got all the details. We made it so simple for you, just so simple for you. So now what I would like to do is, just while I'm kind of talking and while you're going to be talking, I want to just pull a card for everybody, Rose. And I just want to, you know, I know that a lot of us in our worlds are going through major shifts. We're losing jobs. We've had big monies. We don't have those monies. We have men in our lives or women or your spouse, whoever that is, that you care about. They're no longer there. And I'll tell you something else that I want to share with people is that people that are taking care of older people. I want to have a show on that, and I want to have some discussion on it, because I think that's probably one of the hardest things going on in our world today is that our younger children, I'm talking about adult children, are coming in to live with people, and our older parents are coming back to live, and it's causing a lot of shifts because the boundary issues are becoming very very important, because if you break your boundaries in the physical world, it can break your boundaries in the spiritual world, because you just lose contact with God, because you, what happens, and I'll be quiet in a minute, I want to get your thoughts on this, Rose, but what happens when you get so frustrated and stressed in your own life? You break boundaries, you break everything, and life becomes miserable. And then what happened to God? What happened to spirit? And I pulled a card, and I want to share this with you. It says, eliminate clutter from your home and work life to balance the flow of activities. This is a time when what may not feel good to you anymore may be just what your neighbor or somebody on eBay or somebody may want. So it is a time to become naked with yourself. That means purify yourself, your feelings, your thoughts, and your home. So that's what I wanted to give back to everybody tonight, because I feel so many of you are going through a lot, and it's like, where do I begin? What do I do? So what did you pull? What was the card that you pulled for everyone?
Well, the card that I pulled relates extremely well to your card and what you've been talking about. I pulled let yourself receive.
Mm.
And when you're in a time of stress and like you said, oh, my God, where do I start? What do I do? Let others give to you. Let them care for you lovingly. It's very difficult to receive. For many, many of us, but my goodness, when you receive, you're allowing them the gift of giving, but you're also doing yourself a service, and you're balancing your male and female energies within and around you by allowing others to give to you.
Yes. Now, I want to also share, because this came up with a recent reading that I did, and I'm also, for everyone listening, I'm doing it in my own life. I am going to be moving in my home. Rose did a reading for me, and I'm going to be selling my house next June. It'll be sold by June. But I'm going to share that I am going through every single box and every single item in my home to simplify my life and to clear out the debris that I no longer need. And do you think it's easy? No, but I'm so excited about it. I am going to take one room a day until I can get this done. I got plenty of months to do it in, but I'm going to take one room and clear it out. And I feel, and I did a reading for somebody, that when you start to simplify your life like that, it will shift you out of the old and into the new. So let's just say that you're sitting at home right now and you aren't working. And you have this home that, even if it's an apartment, go through every single item in that house and find either a new home for it, or cleanse it and get a new feeling for it, or find something that you love about it, so that everything in your life, and this includes relationships too, Rose, have you, you know, we both have experience about re-energizing relationships or letting them go. Sometimes you have to let something go. Can you share anything about that? I mean, you had a situation, I don't know how in depth you want to share, but someone that had crossed over that keeps coming and
oh yes,
you know. I don't know what you know if you want to share that, but you're having to restart that issue and letting go because it wasn't, you know, helping. It
wasn't serving me anymore. Yes. I would be happy to share that because I'm sure there's others that can relate to it. Okay. I had a very, very dear friend crossover 3 years ago, and it was quite suddenly, and it was an accident. So, and at a young age. So it caught all of us, by surprise. Unfortunately, when he left, he had a lot of unfinished business. And as a result of it, he shows up all the time. So spiritually, he comes to me. Other psychics pick up on him. And I've had other people see him walking around my home, too. So, but the more I started to understand this, and once I got through my grief, I understood that he really hadn't crossed over. And he was a little earthbound trying to help all of us that with his unfinished business. But anyways, I have asked him to move to the light, and because he can assist everyone from that position, and he's not really helping us by staying earthbound, and it's time for me to let go of that relationship. I need to move forward with my life, and I do miss him, but I do know he's not gone at all because I can still talk to him.
That's right. Yes, and sometimes, y'all, it's just time to let go of things and of situations and old viewpoints and just let life be. I want to share something. Today's the 21st, and I just want to look at something because I feel that the angels are working behind the scenes on so many people's behalves, especially the two people that called this evening. I can feel it. I know that you feel it, Rose, and I feel it even for you, Rose, that the angels are working behind the scenes on all of our behalves. And what we need to do is keep believing no matter what, because I feel sometimes that we can get the support and the angels work by keep saying positive affirmations, because if we keep saying, I am abundant, I am loved, I receive love in my life, I am able to receive the happiness and peace, the angels are saying, yes, yes, she's ready, that he's ready. But if we get into this like, angels, please help me, oh God, I can't receive anything, I am miserable, the angels are like, okay, all right, she's going to stay miserable, but there's nothing we can do. And I know that sounds a little airy-fairy, but it isn't. The science of mind, folks, which I am not a science of mind person, but I definitely believe in their statements. I'm not a minister of science of mind. But I'm going to tell you, we must keep the faith and keep manifesting and keeping our positive affirmations, because we must remember the angels are out there for each and every single one of us. So, Rose, did you have anything you wanted to say good night to everybody before we close? And
I agree. Everyone needs to stay optimistic. Dreams do come true. Don't quit now. Keep up with those positive affirmations.
Yes. Please let everyone know how to reach you, Rose. I know you have a wonderful new website. What is this Energy Work Center? Is that correct?
Yes, energyworkcenter.com. It's still under
Excellent.
Construction, but I can reached at Rose. My email is rose@energyworkscenter.com.
Awesome. I have a new email. I didn't know that. And I can be reached at askspiritnow.com. We both do our sessions, which can give you a little bit more insight, past life regressions, Akashic Angel readings, and Rose does Yandi, and I do Rohan. We just do a lot of things. So we want to thank you so much for listening in. And Rose, thank you so much for being my special guest this beautiful Tuesday. And remember, yes, thank you so much. And remember to ask Spirit now and have a beautiful week. I'll see you next Tuesday, 4:00 Pacific, 7:00 Eastern Standard. Good night.
Good night.